Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
You know what I love about Relevant Radio? Is the fact we're going to pump the brakes now on this whole pledge drive, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to ask God for his mercy. And that's really what this is all about. And I'm so grateful to be able to do that. Hey, I want to thank everyone who's given in the last hour. It's so exciting. Your blood pressure goes up, your heart beats, man. You are saying, can we get to goal? If you're just joining us, we had an unbelievable previous hour. Relevant Radio is doing its spring pledge drive, fundamentally. And, we need to raise about $3 million. And we're now about 57% of the way to goal. And it was a huge hour. I want to thank everyone who's donated. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for anyone who's donated, whether it's this pledge drive or in the past, that God will really make very visible to you his blessing back, his generosity, that he will bless you in multiples, that he'll show you his providence, that there'll be answered prayers, there'll be healings, there'll be new relationships, new opportunities, new doors being open, that there'll be the healing of broken relationships. And God will just shower his blessing upon you, bringing those wayward children home. And I'm very grateful. I want to thank Connie in Cypress, California. I was looking at a pledge that came in. She donated $5,000 in that last hour. And Connie, I just want to personally say thank you. That was matched three times. So it has now become worth $15,000 to Relevant Radio. So I want to just, again, give you gratitude. Maggie is on our social media. Please leave her your intentions. You could do that at our Twitter account or our our X account, as it's now called, or Facebook or on YouTube. Of course, send me your answer prayers, drew@relevantradio.com. The handle for our X account is at Drew Mariani Show, so you can go ahead and check it in. Hey, I was talking yesterday about praying big, and I was thinking about that. And I think about trust, even with this pledge drive. We have to trust that God's going to give us exactly what we need. Not a penny more, not a penny less. Sometimes the Lord's going to have us carry our cross. Sometimes a little longer than we want, right? But when it comes to prayer, I think that so many of us hold back. I think we limit our requests because we're afraid to ask too much. It seems impossible to us. We limit God. Why? I think it's because we doubt. I don't think we truly trust. And here's the thing. When we talk about faith, when we talk about the miraculous, we're talking about God, right? The creator of the entire universe, the God whom nothing is impossible. So I want to encourage you today as we pray. I want to pray for miracles today. I really ask God to shower his blessing on all who are going to be joining me today. I want you to have bold prayers. It's time to start praying big and having bold prayers and really asking God for those miracles. Why? Well, because miracles happen every day. I see them reported to me every day. And they often happen without explanation. Sometimes God uses the natural, but a lot of times he does it in a miraculous or supernatural way. That diagnosis is suddenly inexplicably reversed, right? The finances in some miraculous way get resolved. The Lord opens a new door. God is not a genie in a lamp, right? Waiting to grant your wish. And I always want to be careful when I ask you to pray big and really ask the Lord for these things. But it's aligning your heart. It's having hope, right? It's vanquishing your fears and saying, Lord, your will, not mine. I'm going to walk in trust with you because we're in relationship. And that's what I want to do now. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for those miracles you're seeking in your life, whether it's healing or provision or restoration. God moves very powerfully when we exercise our faith. So, Lord, I bring to you all who are now united with me, and I give you their intentions, their needs, their wants, their desires. Give us what's best for us. And give us the faith to walk with you, Lord. We begin as we do every day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
No blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right. We will take our first call. And again, intentions to Maggie on our X account at Drew Mariani Show. That's at Drew Mariani Show. You can always try to get in on the phones. Put this in your speed dial. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. And you can see it on the screen. Of course, if you don't get through, we're all united in prayer. So let's just unite our hearts. We take our first call. Carlos is in Chicago. Hey, Carlos. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Two prayers, please. Of course, one is a prayer of Thanksgiving.
Great.
And my other prayer is for all the women that always wanted to be a mom, but they couldn't for whatever reason.
Oh, that's a beautiful prayer, Carlos.
Yeah, it touches you, doesn't it, Meg?
Totally.
Carlos, I love that intention. Let's pray right now. I'm going to pray for you, okay? I know you didn't really mention any personal intentions, but I'm going to pray for all those women who want to be moms, who are praying with us right now, who are struggling for the blessing of a child. I ask you to bless their fertility. Lord, I remove the obstacles. For those men who may be the source of the problem, Lord, I ask for restoration and complete health of those reproductive organs in both parties. Lord, I pray for the woman contemplating aborting her child. I want to pray for the couple trying to adopt. And I want to pray for those mothers who are struggling with their wayward children and whose hearts have been broken. After the chaplet is over, I'd love you to call and share with Maggie and with me. Maggie's a new mom. She's going to be a new mom in about a month or so. So give her some mother. We're going to give her some motherly advice. I'm not a mom, but I'd love to hear from you moms what the best lesson you ever heard was or what piece of advice you'd like to give to Maggie. So I want to pray for Maggie and her pregnancy too. So let us pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, let's go to the Garden State, New Jersey. Charles, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
I want to pray, first of all, for Thanksgiving, for all the blessings and love and mercy that God has given me. And I ask for special intentions for both my son and daughter, that they return to the church. My daughter is being evicted from her home, and I ask for prayers that she finds a place to live. And finally, for my friend Kathleen, who has an injured foot, and I pray for her healing.
All right.
And I thank Jesus in advance. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Charles, thanks for praying with us. I'm glad to have you here as part of this prayer team. We'll pray for your daughter who's been evicted, needs a place to live. And Lord, I pray for all those who are homeless, all those who have no place, all those who are worried about their rent because they don't have enough money or they're falling behind now in their mortgage, those with financial problems, Lord. I bring then to you the God of Providence. I want to pray for Charles' friends who's for the foot to be healed. And Lord, I pray for conversion. I pray for my own conversion. I may love you and be more faithful to you. I re-echo that for all who are praying with me. And we pray in a particular way for our children and those that we love that perhaps are away from the faith. Eternal Father, We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Muriel in Staten Island, New York, let me go to Maggie. She's right here with me. Maggie, I know your eyes are on our social media. A lot of intentions coming in. What can we pray for today?
Yeah, and a couple of our colleagues passed along intentions from people they've talked with today making donations. Christian sent me a note. He said, "Hey, Maggie, I just received a call from Helen. She would greatly appreciate prayers for her son. He's currently incarcerated and is also very ill. She would like prayers for compassionate release. He has no spiritual accommodation, and priests are not allowed to visit. On top of his physical condition, he's having a hard time keeping his faith. Wow. Thank you." Manuel says, "Drew, can you pray that I find a new job and also that I not lose confidence or faith during this time? I've sent in a number of prayer requests. I was laid off in September. I still haven't found a new job. Thank you, Jesus. I trust in you."
September, that's a long time.
That's a long time. Liz says, Liz is the one whose husband, Tom, has had a lot of issues with his kidneys and blood. She said, "Hey, Drew and Maggie, I'm asking for prayers again for my husband, Tom. We're in the ER again. He had a UTI that won't go away with antibiotics, so they're starting IV. Praying that this will work. Jesus, we trust in you." Janet says, "Pray for my friend, April. She's 28 weeks pregnant and just found out that she has breast cancer.
Oh, my Lord.
Please pray for total healing and eradication of this cancer." And Marcella from Rancho Cucamonga called earlier, and she says, "My three-year-old granddaughter, who has been in a clinical trial, is in surgery right now, praying for healing so that the colostomy bag can be removed and that the fractured foot that has been a result of this whole experience heals."
So much suffering, right?
I know.
It's so varied, all these different crosses.
And before I forget, too, little baby Joseph, Gabby's little baby Joseph, is now home from the NICU. But he also has to be, anytime they move him, he's hooked up to oxygen for probably the next month or two. So anytime they move the baby, they've got like a whole caravan of things that has to move with. And they've got two little ones running around, too, so that I could see, you know, that could be challenging.
It's hard. Oh, Lord, I pray for all those who struggle. We all have crosses. They all come at different times, right? In different forms and different ways. I know God's with you. For the man who's struggling with faith or with trust, he's been, you know, out of work probably 6, 7, 8, 9 months. That's been a long time. Yeah, you know, I remember I was in a similar situation where God took everything away from me, and I didn't know where the Lord was leading me, and I really loved what I was doing at the time. And it was a real lesson for me in trusting God. And maybe that's why my trust today is so deep. I actually questioned God. I was in your situation. I wondered where he was. Were my prayers working? Did the Lord really hear me? Did I buy into some lie? Am I praying to the ether? But the Lord always comes through. And when you're at your lowest like that, I'm telling you, your voice is heard the loudest. God hears your prayers. He's got something in store for you. Something great. He's got a destiny and a mission for you. Never doubt that. Just put your hands in the arms of the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm going to trust in you. You're a God of providence. I'm going to trust you're going to provide and take care of me, and you're going to open the right door." And I want to pray for you and anyone else who's really discerning vocations or direction in life or jobs or marriage or whatever it may be. Lord, I know you hear these prayers. I'm so grateful for this chaplet. And I just bring to you these souls as we turn to you again and pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Sorry, you know, Muriel, I forgot to get you the last decade. So I'm going to add you to this decade along with Sue, who's in Milwaukee. Muriel, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. Hey. Good afternoon, Maggie. Thank you for taking my call. I called to the prayer with Father Rocky for this. Please kindly pray that I soon learn my late father's true identity. Wow. And meet with whoever his mother and father's side are, and my other dad, Tom, who I've not been able to get a hold of. And also, if you can please pray that I'm not thrown out of where I live. There's a lot of money involved in this, a lot of corruption. I've been impersonated behind my back on the phone, even where I live. So please, please pray that even if they have to pull me out of my bed at 3 a.m, that anyone who can rescue me gets to me, because I'm being kept very poor to make me look like I'm nuts and to control me. And this is unconscionable.
Well, Muriel, I'm glad you called. We will pray that justice comes to light, and for your protection, of course, for all those prayers. Germantown, Wisconsin. I'm sorry, that's the wrong call. We'll go to Sue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, Sue, good afternoon. Right, thank you for calling.
Hi. Yes, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I need prayers for my mother, who is going to comfort care and going to hospice tomorrow. She fell and had a brain bleed, and she's 89, and she really wanted to make it to her 90th.
I'm sorry.
And her body is starting to shut down. So I need prayers for a peaceful passing and for my daughter-in-law, who are trying to conceive. But it's been very, very difficult. So
I'm
I just
so
need
sorry.
Prayer.
Look, Sue, hang in there. It's a tough time. I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, everything seems to be swirling. What's your mom's name? I'll take her to the Blessed Sacrament after
Emily.
The show.
Emily. Emily.
Right. We'll pray for her now. Let's bring her to the Lord. All right. And we'll trust her to the merciful Savior. I'm going to pray for you, your entire family, and all those in these very critical moments. Lord, I give you Sue, Muriel, and all united with me. Please hear our humble prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the
world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Kathy, who is praying with us in Germantown, Wisconsin, has been standing by. Hi, Kathy. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Maggie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm praying for my father, Jerry. He has a surgery tomorrow to remove a mass on his bladder, and they think it might be cancerous. So just for complete healing there and healing of his kidneys. Also for anyone who's dealing with cancer, just an eradication of all those cells. But also, more importantly, for a conversion of his heart and all parents who have walked away from the faith, that they may be reconverted to the Lord's mercy and love.
Well, let's pray. We'll lift them all up. Kathy, hang in there, okay? We will pray for you, and I want to pray for everyone who's on hold here and everyone who's united with me wherever you are. Lord, again, I bring to you in this final decade those who support Relevant Radio in a particular way. I ask today you hear their prayers. I ask you bless them. I ask you return their generosity, Lord, and I ask that their eternal treasure be abundant. Lord, I pray for those who cannot give, those who are struggling financially, those, Lord, who perhaps are away from the faith, and I just ask that you hear their prayers too and give them the graces and blessings that they need. So we pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin most sorrowful.
Pray for us.
Virgin most powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you for joining me. Before you go, I just want to ask you for two things. One, Maggie's getting ready to have her baby soon, okay? I thought it'd be great today. If you are a mother, maybe you're a dad who's raised the kids too, but give me a ring in our studio. It's 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, and give Maggie the best piece of parental advice you could possibly give. What's the one lesson that if you could do it again with your kids, you would do? Or what's something your parents shared with you or something that you learned that you think, man, this is the best bit of advice I've ever had? Let's share it with Maggie. We'll talk about motherhood coming up with her. Before I go to break, though, Brooke Taylor's going to be joining me in a minute here. I just want to thank you for your generosity and remind you, today is a Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We come four times a year, and this gets us all through the hard, difficult months of summer. And if you could possibly make a contribution, I'll tell you what, I'd be very blessed by that. I know everyone here at the network would be, because this is a mission that Jesus Christ, I really believe, has given to this apostolate. And we are winning souls for Christ. We are spreading devotion to divine mercy. We are spreading devotion to the rosary. We are bringing Jesus Christ to the world day in and day out. We're clearing up misconceptions. We are teaching the faith. We are bringing light where there is darkness and hope where there is despair. If you can help us in this mission of making the world a better place, of bringing souls to Christ, of doing something that will not only have a ripple effect on this side of the veil, but will reverberate for all eternity, then join me now. Your donation is tax deductible at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or you can do it online at relevantradio.com. You'll see it on the screen if you're streaming us right now. Or your mobile app. I made a pledge a little bit earlier today. You can do it using your mobile app. It's fast and it's easy. But I want to thank everyone who has donated and everyone who has joined us here. I'm very grateful. I know God will bless you. Again, the number to get into the studio for Maggie, and we'll go to phones in a few minutes. So dial up. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. 888-914-9149. But I want to welcome back my co-host here, Brooke Taylor. She was with me all day yesterday. She's getting behind the microphone right now to join me again. Brooke, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Good to be here. How are you?
It's great to have you. Hey, great to have you back. What a wild first hour we had here today. And today we are, just to give everyone a quick update, we're about 58% of the way to the goal. So really, a lot of people are standing with us today. I'm so happy to see that. We still need to raise about $1.2 million if we're going to get to our goal. I know it seems impossible, but I'm a man, as you heard, preach the, I try to walk the talk, if you will. You know, I believe I'm going to hold out a big cup. I'm going to trust that God's going to move hearts, that people are going to support, that they see the value in the chaplet, that they love Relevant Radio, that they know we're family here, and that they'll join us. 877-291-0123. Brooke.
I was just thinking 24 hours from now, we're going to be in the final home stretch of our spring pledge drive. And that's exciting, but it's also where your knees are starting to get a little bit weak. Are we going to do it? You just mentioned 58%. So we thank you, first of all, for joining us this week for the journey. We are on day 4, one more day to go. And we thank you for your support. And we rely on that support if we're going to keep going. But I was just thinking about your show, Drew, having the opportunity to sit in a little bit and just over the years, the decades, the critical pillar of Catholic radio that you've been from the Divine Mercy Chaplet that we just concluded, the topics you talk about, everything from angels to artificial intelligence, saints to the Shroud of Turin, finance to raising strong families. We're going to talk about that with Maggie, purgatory, protecting life, you name it. And just not only the topics, but communicating a solid, Orthodox, faithful Catholic perspective day after day, year after year, decade after decade. And I feel like you are a Jedi master. And I say that in jest, but really not, because there is a truth behind the sentiment, and that is the quality programming. It's something that has been vetted and tested and faithful. Like you said, you do live that, and something that Relevant Radio strives to bring you every day. So that's what we want to continue, and it's through your help, your stories.
First of all, thank you for those very kind words. I'm honored, and I'm really humbled to have the ability to sit behind this microphone. This is where God wanted me. We had an intention during the chapel, a man whose doors have been shut, he can't find work, it's been months now. I never, ever wanted to do talk radio, but this is what God, this is the mission he wanted me for. And this, at this point in life, here I am. I wanted something else. But, you know, when you're open to God, great things happen. And today, Relevant Radio, you know, we have a sense of community amongst our listeners. We're united in prayer and faith, and we're just so grateful to be able to spend our time together and use the gifts that God has given us. If he's given you finances and blessed your, well, he blessed you with providence, can you help us in this mission? I'd love to see that. You can call right now, 877-291-0123. You can make that tax-deductible donation, too, online at relevantradio.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, I'll get back to asking you, so prayerfully consider what you could do. But before we do that, I would love to hear from you if you are a mom. I don't want to keep any dads out, because sometimes the mother's passed away. You might have raised children yourself. What is the best bit of motherhood advice you can give to Maggie? Maybe I should say parental advice for Maggie. Was there a great lesson you learned? And if you could do anything different, what would it be? You know, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and you know, they say that motherhood changes you, and I think Maggie knows that, not just physically. It's a beautiful kind of change, but they say your heart grows an extra chamber. It overflows with this fierce, unconditional love that you never knew existed. And I was at Mass today and heard Father Rocky kind of make a comment about that. He was talking about sacrifice. He says, you know, parents make sacrifices all the time for their children, you know? And you do it with joy. You do it with love. You don't do it and say, oh, I can't wait, this is over. I mean, you love your children. You want what's best for them. And I think about God, that's why Christ hung on a cross with the ultimate sacrifice, because he loved us, his children, so much. You know, but parents go through sleepless nights. You know, there's teething. There's getting those kids to learn how to drive, right? There's all sorts of other stuff that you go through. So if you have if you want to join the conversation, I'm going to go to the phones, and you can sound off to Maggie and share your advice, because she'll soon be a mother. The number to get in, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And Brooke Taylor is here with me. She's a mom of 5, so I thought I'd bring her in too to let her sound off. Brooke, let me let you start off the round of advice for Maggie Carrozza here, soon to be mother. This is her first. You've had 5. You have 5 beautiful children. What bit of advice would you give to Maggie in terms of motherhood, if anything?
Oh, the pressure. What a question.
I know, it's a tough
one. Such a big question. And first of all, Maggie, Congratulations and God bless you. And you are so, I feel like, far ahead because you're so rooted and solidly anchored in your faith. And so those graces are just already flowing to your baby and the beautiful family you're building. But it's hard too, Drew, because you've got the beginning, like make sure that you get enough sleep, protect your sleep as much as you can and your interior life. You know, when you're nursing, don't be on your phone, which I don't think you would do that anyway, Maggie. But I noticed for myself, that was one thing different. I didn't have a phone. I'm old. You know, my oldest is 22. Our youngest is 12. And just how things changed. But I think one of the biggest things is, you know, from the moment the baby comes, there are so many occasions to worry. You know, that's just part of, I think, born of love. But, you know, right away, you're worrying, is my baby getting enough milk or my baby's sick? Oh, no, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And so I think early on, learning to offer up your worries and the things you can't control, and knowing that the pedagogy of the home is lifelong. I remember thinking, you know, at every stage, there are new challenges. And even, of course, I think our whole lives as parents, that you are feeling like, okay, Lord, this is a new one, or I didn't expect this. And just embracing the devotion to the sacramental life, surrender, sacrifice, and the beauty of how God will dazzle you through the miracle of your child. It's just, you can't put words into it. There's no calculation that can encompass it except a glimpse of heaven. So that is the very abbreviated. I'm sure I'm missing
so
a lot.
Beautiful.
But just the beginning, Maggie.
Well said, Meg.
Very, very.
Do you have any
well
questions, Meg? Any concerns?
Well, no, you know what? As Brooke was just talking, I don't know why this image popped up in my head. I was remembering when Joe and I went on our honeymoon to Rome.
Yeah.
And there's a number of churches there that have this image on the altar, and I'd never seen it before, of the pelican.
Oh yeah.
Plucking its breast and feeding its own blood to its babies. And I thought, God, that's almost a little morbid in a way, you know? But someone explained it to us, a tour guide explained it and said, this is actually the heart of the church, is that she gives to her children to the utmost extent whatever they need. And so if it means giving them sustenance from her own body in order that they survive, that's the heart of the church. And I think I had a witness of that with my own parents. I'm going to get weepy. My mom and dad sacrificed a lot for us.
Ah, sweet.
And that's so, it's
your
so Christocentric,
so
because you're so depleted, but yet it's the most beautiful work of your life and such a gift.
All right. Anna is in Toronto, Canada. Love our family here, huh? We're all united. Anna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Drew. Hi, hey. Maggie. Maggie, congratulations. I'm
Thank
so
you
happy
so much
for you. Every time I see you on praying the chaplet, you're just so glowing. I just love it. So, okay, I'll make this really fast and short. Yes, we're from Toronto, Canada. I have four beautiful, beautiful young adult kids now. Oh, and, I had Matthew 2 years after we were married, and I was young. I was 24, and I was like, oh, gosh, I'm not going to nurse. I'm not going to breastfeed. Oh, that's awful. I'm just going to bottle feed, you know, try to get the easy way out. But as soon as the baby was born, oh, everything changed. Everything changes. And just that bond that, like, not that I'm excluding my husband, but it's just that bond between the mother and the child, nursing, and I was also a hypochondriac, but it's okay.
First of all, thank you for your call. Let me hold you right on that point, just because we got a lot of calls to get to, and we have a little bit of an amended schedule. Nursing, and Maggie, it's kind of a personal question, but there are a lot of benefits, they say,
totally,
to nursing a child. It makes a big difference.
Totally. I was the beneficiary of a mom who gave me that gift, and I think it is really, truly one of the most beautiful things you can do for your child. A friend of mine who's had 6 children was like, hey, make sure that you go to a La Leche League meeting. And so I went a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome. These ladies answered every question I'd ever had. Yeah. And they gave me a great book, Breastfeeding Made Simple. And I have been devouring it because it's fascinating. It's awesome. Fascinating.
Stronger immune systems, reduced risk of chronic disease, all sorts of stuff. Increased cognitive development, healthy weight gain, etc.
Yeah.
There's
also
a statue. It's Our Lady of La Leche. Well, and Our Lady under that title as well. Yes. Really beautiful.
Yes.
You know, the other thing, just, I don't get off the whole breastfeeding thing here, but postpartum recovery. A lot of women go through the blues afterwards, baby blues. Mm-hmm. They say the women who breastfeed afterwards, that's diminished. So anyway, Long Beach, California. My wife had five kids, so and we did it. Nora, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
What a lovely conversation so far. I feel so like, I don't know, I feel so edified from hearing the other ladies as well. And congratulations on motherhood. It is, I mean, there's nothing better that you'll ever do in your life. It's my honest to God belief that you don't know what Drew said about a chamber opening in your heart. I remember that moment. It's crazy. And it just, I never would have known how blessed that this ministry is. It's just being. And today I have two children, one's 18 and one's 16, and they go through different stuff. So I know you may not remember it, but when they start getting a little bit older and they start struggling, it's okay to let them struggle, and it's okay to let them be unhappy and fail and cry and rage and get confused.
And find their
all those
way.
Things that oh my gosh, all those things that you want to make stop because it's so painful to see them so in so much pain.
Nora, I think that's such a great bit of advice. Your phone's breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to hold you there for a second. But Maggie, that's a bit of advice I would give. You know, my wife and I think a lot of parents fall into this trap. And Brooke, you might speak to this. I don't know. We never want our kids to fail. Mm-hmm. You want to do everything you can for them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's okay, you know, to say, oh, I don't want them to do a job because they're not going to do it right. You know, so I'll do the chore.
No.
Or I don't want to fail at school, or I don't want to fail at this game, you know. It's okay to let your children learn. I think life sometimes is the greatest teacher.
Totally. The best things that have come out of my own life have come after massive failure.
That's so true,
you know, there is sort of a humility and a detachment that it takes for a parent to step back and go, okay, you know what? If this is what you want, you know, truly, and you want to try for it, go for it. And if it doesn't work, then you're going to learn, you're going to learn a lesson. And it's valuable.
Yeah. Well, let me do this. Brooke, let me get your advice quickly, and then I've got to take a short pause. So if you could go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to add, there are so many that struggle with control, you know, wanting to control the outcome of things. And that, of course, can be good because we need rhythm and order in our day. But then, and I'm not saying this is you, but just talking about letting kids fail in some cases, of course, there's prudence and virtue in all of that. But I think that is a big thing of surrendering things when they're not perfect and offering that up. And like you said, Maggie, sometimes the biggest failures are glorious lessons, and you are able to see character in your children and yourself for that matter, that because of God's grace, you wouldn't have known otherwise. Mm-hmm. And also the little things like blessing your child on the forehead. And, you know, I sprinkle their sheets with holy water, you know, all of these little things that just offer tenderness. Wow. Your voice, Maggie, is so beautiful. So even when you bless your child with
your
voice.
You both like, have got great
love
voices.
Fest I had this. Here.
It is. Let me take a quick break. I've got to take a short pause here. You know, gosh, well, if you're on hold, I'll do my best to get you on. We're going to take a short break here because we have to, unfortunately, have a slightly amended schedule. If you've been listening throughout the week, you know that. But when we come back, I mean, Relevant Radio, we're all in this together. I feel like you're a family. I know you feel the same way to Maggie. Maggie, I know, feels the same way. And we're just so grateful for your generosity and for allowing us to be part of your afternoon. I mean that. It's a real delight. I feel so connected to you. If you have given or if you haven't donated, maybe you can still do that. Prayerfully consider. If you can give, great. If you can't, please say a prayer. But if you want to see the fruit of Relevant Radio, you hear it here in these exchanges, listen to this. We like to call these moments miracle moments.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just came into the church last Easter, but over the holidays, my dad was saying,
he was kind of joking, like, oh, I'd love to convert, but, you know, I don't have the time. I don't know where to start. And I was listening to your program. Another convert called in and was just sharing how glad they were to come to the Catholic faith. And I was like, I'm just going to call my dad's local parish. Fast forward to today, and actually tomorrow my dad is doing his first and second rites, and I'm going to be his sponsor as he comes into the church. So I just wanted to say thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
Support our mission. Just as you heard there in the miracle moment, one of the key differences between secular radio and Catholic radio is secular radio is driven by ratings, revenue. Catholic radio, Relevant Radio, driven by mission to bring Christ to the world through the media, to all the ends of the earth. You are a big part of that. Thank you. Thank you. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123. All quick, easy, secure ways to give. And we have about 24 hours until the end of the week, and we wrap up the spring pledge drive, Drew.
Brooke, it's such a great point. These are the final 24 hours of the pledge drive. I'm going to be signing off, and that is it. We are not quite where we need to be, and I hate to say that. I'm a man of great hope. We're 58% of the way to the goal. We need to raise $1.2 million. There is a dollar-for-dollar match in play, so if you could go ahead and donate anything, your $10 will become $20. If you can donate $5,000, it becomes $10,000. It'll be multiplied. Do it for what we have here together. I mean, this is my favorite time of day, this hour in particular, because not only do we start this hour and we pray for a good 25 minutes every afternoon, and then we talk, right? And we explore life. We navigate it together. We help each other. I've learned so much. I've been so edified by this exchange, this relationship that we've had. And I hope you have too. And I hope if you find value in what Relevant Radio does, from early in the morning to late at night, to the truth that it brings, the catechesis, the education, the prayer, the relationship, if you could support right now, that'd be great. You know, anything that you give, it'll be matched dollar for dollar. It is tax deductible. Couple easy ways of doing it. You can go online. I made a pledge today personally using my mobile app. You can do it with your tablet or your computer online at relevantradio.com, or simply by calling relevantradio.com at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Beth has just given over $100 in South Jordan, Utah. Thank you, Beth. That's an online gift, which means, Beth, you're going to receive that MP3 from Father Rocky. Beautiful talk on Our Lady. Anytime you make a gift online, that is yours immediately. We also have a brand new donor in Waupun, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right, Drew?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Waupun. I should know that. That's Glenn. And Gwen just donated $25, which is actually now doubled, as you mentioned, Drew, that dollar-for-dollar match.
Hey, thank you for whatever you can do. We are very grateful. We're going to return to our conversation, offering Maggie some early Mother Day advice. If you're on hold, stay with me. If you got a quick minute, couple seconds, please get to the phone, okay? Make a call, 877-291-0123. You'll never be able to outgive God. I am so convinced in giving. God loves a generous spirit. So if you're praying for something, make it a sacrifice. Say, Lord, this is a prayer to you. Here's my gift to Relevant Radio. Thank you for making it part of my life.
What makes your mom happy?
Me. Playing with me. When we help her clean the house.
When she sees me win something. When I be nice to my brothers and sisters.
Clean the room.
Whenever I hug her.
What makes your mom mad?
I don't go to bed.
Not cleaning my room and not doing stuff that she's told me to do.
When my dad says he's gonna do something, but he never does it.
It's the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
From the mouth of babes, huh? I love it. Hey, if you're just joining me, Maggie is, weeks away from becoming a mom for the first time. She's about to embark on an incredible adventure. And I was saying, hey, maybe you could give Maggie some valuable advice that comes from experience. New moms, what surprised you the most about motherhood? Maybe what's the one piece of advice that you would give to a first-time mom like Maggie? And maybe what's your favorite way to practice self-care as a busy mom? I mean, your time, Maggie, is gone. I told Maggie, her husband Joe, I said, do as much as you guys can together now before the baby comes, because your time's not going to be yours anymore. It's going to go pretty quickly. So I'm joined also by Brooke Taylor. Brooke, let's go to the phones. We'll grab a few calls from around the country. Valerie is joining us out of Kendall, Wisconsin. Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day, Maggie. Congratulations.
Thank you, Valerie.
I am the mom of 10. My baby is going to be 20.
Wow.
So I'm on the opposite end of you.
Wow.
My advice is to be kind to yourself, gentle, and do not compare yourself to other moms and what they're doing.
Wow, great advice.
Because your path is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best advice and some that I actually took when my children were little is when that baby sleeps, sleep.
Yes.
All the chores,
I hear that
all
one
the
a lot.
Household things
love it.
Will still be there.
Wow.
And just pray for them.
Oh.
Yes.
I have
two children that have fallen away, and that's all I can do is pray.
Oh. Beautiful.
Well, thank you, Valerie, for those kind words. And Brooke, I bet you could probably re-echo that as well. I think prayer is such an integral part. One of the things that you've said is you bless your kids' rooms with, you know, holy water and things along those lines. Pray before meals. Pray before bed. Bring the kids to Mass. It doesn't matter if they cry, mm-hmm. you know. Make prayer a big part of their life early on. You know,
With Valerie, Valerie, just hearing you also made me think of all of the other countless mothers who have inspired me in my vocation. And that includes my own mom, my mother-in-law, but just hearing you, Valerie, I mean, a mom of 10, and I love that advice to not compare. That's so true. And even going back to sacrifice, there are so many moms, I mean, we all do, that carry so much sorrow in their hearts. It's just incredible how the heart of a mother, all of us, can carry so much. I don't mean to make it exclusive. We're all made that way. But also the beauty of that experience, because in that we look at the paradox of the cross and how our Lord, you know, glorifies everything, and we draw close to His Sacred Heart. I think about my daughter's birth mom, especially as we approach Mother's Day every year, and the sacrifice she carried her baby, and I don't know if she knows where her born child is and how loved she is, but we pray for her a lot too. And just thinking of all the moms that carry so much that we'll never know, and to pray for them. And like you said, Drew, how the moms in following St. Monica, pray for their fallen away children.
But Maggie, let me ask you before we go back to the phones, and this is maybe a hard question, but what's your greatest fear about being a mom? Do you have something you're concerned about or trepidatious or uncertain about?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Something that Joe and I talked about a while back was I really want to be honest with my kids.
Good for you.
You've
always been honest, even on the air here, haven't you?
You know, I want them to know that I learned from my mistakes.
Good for you.
But that doesn't exclude aiming now for the best and what God has planned for us. But also having room for grace, you know, so I sometimes worry I'm going to see my kids do exactly the same things that I did and it'll probably drive me insane.
But you're going to know because you've done it.
Yep.
You're going to be a little wiser than our parents.
Yeah. I think I've taken away a couple little nuggets of help from those times, you know, like I sometimes think about how my dad would say, like, oh, you'll be back. And I'd be like, okay, really?
Well, you know your mom prayed for you. That's for sure.
I know.
Helped bring about your conversion and brought you home. I've got to take another break. I'm sorry. I wish I could talk for 4 hours with everyone, but I hear the bell ringing. So stand by, okay? We'll continue our great conversation. There's a new study out, too, at the top of the next hour. We're going to break it up with you. A lot of cafeteria Catholics out there. Maybe you have them in your own family. But right now, you know, maybe make a pledge in honor of Maggie. You know, if she's brought you joy and hope and, you know, you love the fact she's been so transparent and honest, give us a call.
We have a big thank you. want to take a minute and recognize Miguel at Patrick Air Force Base in Florida, making a $1,000 gift, which is doubled right now. It is May, which we look at Our Lady, the month of May, Mother's Day, but it's also Military Appreciation Month. And Patrick, or Miguel, I should say, we thank you for it. He's at Patrick Air Force Base, but Miguel, thank you and God bless you for your service and for all those who are giving. Maybe you want to give in honor of someone who's serving or in gratitude for our beautiful liberty, our freedom. RelevantRadio.com, Relevant Radio app. We can practice our faith. We can share everything, truth, beauty, goodness here every day on Relevant Radio. 1-877-291-0123.
Yeah, hey, thank you for that heroic sacrifice. I know God's going to bless you for it. And I'm just really grateful for everyone who's stepping forward. I believe God will give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less. I know he's speaking to a lot of people right now saying, hey, you value Relevant. You enjoy the prayer. You've benefited from what you've heard. Support this ministry that's bringing goodness and light and hope to so many others out there. We're going to find conversation like this. We're going to get it. Turn on the radio, and what do you hear? Partisan politics. You hear vitriol. You know, you hear hope robbing, despair infesting news. Right? It's horrible that's out there. You got stuff that's fleeting and meaningless that's on the airwaves. Yet you stumble upon Relevant Radio and everything's different. It's this is such an anointed apostolate. I'm telling you right now, God has brought it forth at this particular moment in time. I am absolutely convinced. And we are bringing truth and beauty and goodness into the cars and the homes and the prison cells and the hospital beds of countless souls all around this country. And I'm inviting you to be part of it. This is an opportunity to really do something a little bit bigger than yourselves, to make a difference, to cast that gift, you know, into that stone, if you will, into the pond, allow those ripple effects to go out and impact countless souls. You may never see them, but if you listen in the months ahead, you're going to hear the beauty. You're going to hear the goodness. You're going to hear the truth. You're going to know you were part of this. So I'm going to give you a number. If you can call this telephone number right now, you'll be blessed. Trust me, and we'll be blessed at 877-291-0123. Of course, you can always go online. I think it's a great way to give, either using that website or the mobile app at Relevant Radio, right? Download the app on your Google Play or Apple Store. I made my pledge that way. If you do it online, you'll also get an MP3 on the Eucharist. It's a 20-minute talk or 10-minute talk by Father Rocky, and you'll love it, especially in this year of the Eucharistic revival. But, you know, Brooke, we're seeing lots of calls come in, lots of people standing with Relevant Radio, a lot of people pledging in honor of Maggie's transparentness and her beauty, you know, the things that she says on the air that are just honest and truthful and really a witness to the grace of prayer and, you know, what holiness can be. So, Maggie, we appreciate you. And I know a lot of people are calling in supportive of you right now.
We've got Alfred, Arlington Heights, Illinois. He's calling in. He just pledged $300. Feliciana in San Juan, Texas. That's a new market. Also making a pledge. We've got Monica in Minneapolis. Again, we've got that dollar for dollar match. And, you know, Drew, I had seen a few months ago that our CFO, Preston Alex, had posted the network reached this incredible milestone. It was 100 million podcast downloads. And that was a few months ago. So there is a momentum happening. It's because of you. It's because of the Holy Spirit and his goodness and grace. But also we are listener supported. So we need to keep that going to continue to grow and catch souls in the net for the Lord and bring them back home.
It's such a good point, too. You know, I didn't think about that. We talk about our broadcast, right, our airwaves. Think of the downloads. Think of the streams. Think of the souls that are hearing things from Patrick or John or Timory or Kale or Father Simon or Pat. So many of the great people we have on the air with us. 877-291-0123. There's still room for you. There's a phone line open for you. So give us a call at 877-291-0123 or try it on the mobile app or online at relevantradio.com.
We are about 58% of the way to our goal, and we are counting down 24 hours, so we definitely could use you right now. Again, relevantradio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123.
Hey, Marie in South Plainfield, New Jersey, thank you. John in Santan Valley, Arizona, you rock. Thanks for that generosity. Yvonne in Santa Monica, and Francine in Marinette, Wisconsin, Amy in Tinley Park. Thank you all for your generosity. You'll never outgive God. Trust me on that. Thank you.